This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Here's the question. Recently, I was on a trip with seven women, two of whom were very wealthy. At dinner each night, they would order extremely expensive wine. I did not drink the wine. I ordered by the glass and had two glasses. One of the women in the group was 19 and underage and did not drink at all. In the end, the bill was split seven ways. I felt it was unfair to financially burden others for their indulgence. What would have been the proper way to handle this situation? Thank you, Sandra.
Sandra, this is such a classic etiquette situation, and it's such a bummer of a situation, too, because you really want to feel good about going out to group dinners, and you want to feel like you get to choose what you're going to be spending. You're right. We don't all have the same budgets, and so it's really important to be respectful of that when we go out to eat. I would say that there are a couple ways to head this off at the pass or to deal with it in the moment. One would be when your server greets you. Let him or her know that you'd like separate checks. Most restaurants are willing to do that. A group of seven tends to be a little on the large side, so you might get some pushback where they say, actually, we only do it for groups under, you know, six or under, that sort of thing. And then you at least know that at the end you'll want to do one of the next things down our list, option number three. But first, let's look at option number two, which is as your group starts to discuss what they'd like to eat or drink, and you're not doing like family style where you order, you know, four meals for the seven of you to split, I think that you want to take notes of things like a non-drinker at the table or someone who's not ordering the same amount of food. Mm-hmm. It's okay to speak up and say, you know, it seems like we're all going to be ordering different items that are in really different price ranges. How about we take that into account when we split the bill later? And that's just one way to kind of pose the idea, get it out there. You're among friends mostly. This is not something I would suggest at a business meal, but it is something that casual among friends, I think it's perfectly appropriate to bring up.
I really like how you're starting to carve out ways to indicate that we might handle this differently and why.
And we're going to carve out one more way, and that's when the bill actually arrives and someone says, oh, let's just split it. You can easily speak up and say, while that's always the easiest way, I do think our orders were different enough that we should each pay our own order. And you might highlight that you ordered something if you feel comfortable doing that. It's also okay to stand up on behalf of someone else, like that 19-year-old at the table, and say, I totally understand that splitting is an easy and quick way to go about it, but, you know, Carrie is 19 and didn't order any alcohol, and that really increases her bill if we do that to her, and I'd rather not do that. As long as you're bringing it in a light tone, in a friendly, oh, I think we're just not paying attention to this tone. You don't want anyone to feel like they were trying to, you know, get money out of other people. That's obviously not what's going on. These women are used to ordering expensive things. They like the taste of expensive things. I know it seems not etiquette-y, but they aren't thinking about our 19-year-old at the table or you. And I know it's not polite for them to not think about you in that manner, but it's also that when they're ordering, they're not thinking about the bill later on. But when the bill comes, all of a sudden it's at everybody's mind. And that's why it is also a good time to bring this up if it hasn't been addressed already.
Like so many etiquette mistakes, it's not a mistake that comes from a place of bad intent. And I think it's so important to keep that part of the way you respond to it. That, yes, it is a little bit rude. And at the same time, like so much rudeness in this world, it's often not intentional. It's actually a complicated and subtle etiquette question because it involves maybe introducing a little discord. Sandra, thank you so much for this question. It was a really nice opportunity to revisit a perpetually challenging etiquette situation.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.